Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
For decades, pornographers have enjoyed better treatment by our courts than any other industry. Supreme Court justices have wrapped obscenity in libraries, filth over cable television, and unlimited internet pornography in the First Amendment, and given smut constitutional protection. The Supreme Court protects pornography in books, movies, cable television, and the internet, real or simulated, against all citizens' cleanup efforts. The flood of pornography started with the Warren Court, when it handed down 34 decisions between 1966 and 1970 in favor of smut peddlers. In mostly one-sentence decisions that were issued anonymously, that means the judges were too cowardly to sign them, the court overturned every attempt by communities to maintain standards of decency. Woe to those who transgress an obscure environmental law, or say a prayer before a football game, or run a political ad within 2 months of an election. They find no judicial sympathy, as courts now routinely restrict private property rights and censor political speech. But the pornographers can do no wrong in the eyes of our top justices. The most explicit sex can be piped into our home computers, and the Supreme Court prevents our democratically elected officials from doing anything about it. My new book, called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It, describes how the Supreme Court unleashed pornography on our nation and tells what we can do about this problem. The court's most recent pro-porn case, called Ashcroft v. ACLU, knocked out the Child Online Protection Act. The Supreme Court refused to put any restrictions on the pornography industry and instead insisted that individual internet users should buy filters to try to block the vulgarity. Should those who do not like air pollution be told to buy air masks? The court has abused its power, and it's Congress's duty to end this abuse by withdrawing jurisdiction from federal courts over pornography.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. When federal judges overstep their powers, imposing personal opinion rather than turning to the Constitution, they must be restrained. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for more information on the Imperial Judiciary. A federal judgeship is not a license to do your own thing. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey, John Statmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says a truly happy person is one who can enjoy the scenery on a detour. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense.
Can you say
common sense what? Common sense pencils, I don't know. Today is
Friday the 13th. And when Apollo the 13th was crippled by its power failure on April the 13th, some people said, too many 13s. There really are quite a few 13s involved in multiples of 13. The ship blasted off at 13 minutes after 2 o'clock from launch pad 39, which is 3 times 13. The astronauts were scheduled to open the hatch of the lunar module and step onto the moon at 13 minutes after 2. If you're not bothered by a 13, you can see many indications that other people seem to be. Have you ever sat at a table set for 13? Is there a 13th street in your town? Can you find a house numbered 13? Next time you go into a tall building, a hotel, or an office building, look at the elevator board, see if it has a 13th floor. Did you ever wonder how 13 came to be called unlucky? Did it arise from the biblical story that 13 men dined together at the Last Supper? No, it did not. Long before Christian times, 13 was thought to be an unlucky number. In fact, the Greeks had a fear of 13, and in ancient Rome, there was a 13 club that defiled the superstition by holding a dinner for 13 members on the 13th of each month. Just where the fear of 13 started or why, we don't know, but in medieval England it was strong. One reason was that the standard fee for the hangman was 13 pence, that's a shilling and a penny. President Woodrow Wilson once found himself host at a 13-place table. Because of a sudden illness, one guest was not there. So when someone at the table remarked about the number 13 there, Wilson said this. He said, for the United States, 13 is our most cherished number. We started with 13 colonies. Our first national flag had 13 stars. Even today, it still has 13 stripes. Then he pulled out a dollar bill and he said, now look at the green side. Wilson pointed to the reproduction of the two faces of our nation's great seal. He said, if your eyes are keen enough to count the steps on the pyramid, you'll find there are 13. The motto above the pyramid has 13 letters. The eagle on the right has a ribbon in its beak that bears the motto, E Pluribus Unum, which is also 13 letters. In one talon, the eagle holds 13 arrows, and in the other, an olive branch with 13 leaves. Over the eagle's head are 13 stars. So don't worry about the number 13. Today is Friday the 13th. Good or bad, unlucky or not, just relax and enjoy it.
And enjoy it we will. I got a call, interesting call. Beth was supposed to have gotten the call. It was her son. And I said, well, I can call you back. I say one of her sons. She has five of them. And I said, I can have Beth call you back. No, just tell Mother that I'm on my way to Chicago. I just crossed the Mississippi River between Missouri and Illinois, and there is a dead cougar laying on the highway that somebody hit this morning with a vehicle of some kind. So,
Now, why would that boy call and tell her that? Why wouldn't he call and tell you that? Say, hi, Mom, is Derry there?
Maybe Mother is more important in dead cougars than I am. But again, it just proves, and I didn't ask him, I wish I'd have asked him if he'd gone back and looked at it or just saw it lying there. Laying there, lying there, which is proper. Laying and lying always gets me confused. And chickens are that way, too. You know, when a hen cackles, is she laying or is she lying? You know, a hen is supposed to lay an egg and then cackle, but if she cackles and not, then she just makes you think she laid an egg. Anyway, okay, move along. Come on, we got to go. But those dead cougars are showing up everywhere. I visited on the phone in great length the other day with a father that was very much upset. His son is in Baghdad. Not Baghdad, but Iraq. I don't know where he is in Iraq, but he's over there. And he was telling his dad about the equipment that they have and how poorly it is being issued to them. He said they don't have body armor that they should have. And he said, we're not dressed as well as some of the local police in your hometown are as far as protection from shrapnel and so forth is concerned. And he said when he asked his officers, he said, well, they just said they just don't have enough money. Now, when it comes to money, let's look here at how the government spends money. I get one of these every week. Every week I get one of these things. This one is for August the 13th, Department of Agriculture, newsletter 3,273. The United States Department of Agriculture, and you know so many people say, oh, those farmers get all that money, just look at that ag budget. Okay, here's some of the money that farmers don't get that's in the ag budget. $12 million has been awarded to 19 colleges and universities throughout the United States and its territories through the National Integrated Food Safety Initiative. They want to make sure that we have protection and safety of our food supply in this country. So the universities are getting $12 million for that. That would buy several flak jackets, would it not? Then there's $5.4 million coming out of the United States Department of Agriculture budget for a control rabies in wildlife. They don't want wildlife getting rabies, so they're going to have an oral vaccination program. They put out little brochures, nail them to all of the trees, and the little raccoons and the foxes and the coyotes and the mountain lions, they all come and see that, and then they go into a health center and they take their little oral control for rabies. Now, I hear music in the background, so let's just stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Return. Now, I just mentioned going into the this before the commercial break that this gentleman called. His son is in Iraq and complaining about the fact that they're not well equipped. They couldn't get the body armor. And the reason was that the government just didn't have enough money for that. And I mentioned that here in the Department of Agriculture now, $12 million going out to some universities for study food safety, another 5 4/10 million been going to be used to control rabies and wildlife. Here is $2.7 million. Actually, it's and it's coming from the United States Department of Agriculture. And you know, if it's a USDA that's got all this money to give away, these other agencies are doing the same thing. The USDA has $2,737,600 in emergency conservation program funding to just North Carolina. They had a hurricane there last year called Isabel, and some of the farmers need to restore their fences and grade and shape farmland damaged by the natural disaster. I mean, you know, we are always... I had to restore a fence that was due to a natural disaster just this spring. We had 5 inches of rain. It took out a pretty good-sized piece of fence. Farmers are supposed to do that, that's right. But the government isn't supposed to help us. Anyway, here's $1.198 million for rural broadband loans. The Rural Development Broadband Loan Program for the Radcliffe Telephone Company in Radcliffe, Iowa. The funds will allow for the expansion of broadband access to high-speed internet. Here's another $128 million that the Department of Agriculture is going to put out for now, get this one. Recreation Information Reservation Service. It's called the Recreation Reservation Service. It's a 3.5-year contract with a total potential of $128 million. It was awarded to Reserve America of Ballston Spa, North Carolina. I don't know. I have no idea what the Recreation Information Reservation Service does. Anyhow, here's $11.64 million for Animal Identification Program. Now, there's one they could eliminate in totality. We do not need an Animal ID Program. The selection of 29 states and tribal projects to receive a total of $11.64 million to advance the National Animal Identification Initiative. This first phase of funding takes us closer to our goal of implementing a national animal identification system for all United States livestock and poultry animals. Can you imagine an ID for every chicken and turkey that's out there? When I said turkey, somebody says, you don't know, I said turkey. There are such things as turkeys. They're not a cross between a chicken and a turkey, but they are a chicken that looks like a turkey. And they refer to them as turkey. It's an old, old breed. Only old codgers like me would even know that. Let's take a break. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Tim from Texas. Hi, Tim, you're on the air.
Good morning, my friend.
What's going on
in
the Lone Star State?
If you know what a turkey is, does that make you an old codger, I guess?
Well, did you know what a turkey was?
I sure do. Let me tell you how I know. I used to run a catfish farm up in Tyler, Texas, and the feller that owned the place would always go to the auctions and come home with all these cages full of birds and all kinds of stuff. And I looked back on his truck one morning, and he had a pen full of birds, and I looked in there, and I said, my God, these chickens have done pecked all the feathers off each other. Well, you know, I proceeded to tell him that, and he racked back and laughed about like you just did, and he said, man, them ain't chickens, them's turkeys. He said, they ain't supposed to have feathers on their neck. Them is the ugliest birds I've ever seen in my life.
Well, they're a breed of chicken is what they are.
Yeah, yeah. I found this little, since you're talking about the USDA, and my local paper, Bastrop, Texas, little bitty town of about 6,000 people. This article reads, USDA Rural Development announces visits. The USDA Rural Development reps will be available August 11th to meet with citizens, organizations, and public officials. Now, they say that programs include no down payment, low interest loans up to $122,000 to build or purchase a home in Bastrop County for very low or low income families. Looks like welfare to me.
Comes right out of the Department of Agriculture budget.
Yep. Here's another 20, may, let's see, very low-income families may be eligible for improvement loan up to $20,000 at a 1% interest. Elderly families with very low incomes may be eligible for a $7,500 grant to remove health hazards in their homes.
Now, you know what a grant is.
Yeah, it's free money.
That's right. That's just like a gift.
Okay, what I did, I went down there doing a little investigative reporting.
Did you take your turkin with you?
I didn't see no turkin. But they said disabled people don't qualify for the grant, so I couldn't get any paperwork. I was going to try to get my hands on some paperwork, but they're kind of tight with that paperwork unless you sign the dotted line, which, you know, I wasn't looking to sign a dotted line.
I was
looking to get information, and so...
You almost have to have someone on the inside to feed you that stuff.
Yeah.
It is really difficult to do.
But it just amazes me. They can send our boys and girls over there to get killed fighting for an oil field, yet, you know, they can't give them body armor, but they can give money to people that can't afford a house. That's rather shocking to me, Derry.
You know, if we went back to the Constitution, if we had constitutional judges and a constitutional Congress, we wouldn't need very much tax money.
Exactly.
I mean, practically everything that's going on in this country that takes money is unconstitutional. And our founding fathers didn't plan for all of this. I mean, you know, I have some real good information. I did the story in the Chronicle here a couple, 3 or 4 years ago, and I've even mentioned it on the air, how I believe it was Davy Crockett, when he was in Congress, there was a major fire in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And they were going, you heard the story, and
yes,
they were
sir.
Going to, Congress was going to give this widow some money. And he got up and made this little speech about giving this widow money. And he says, now, I'm willing to take some of my salary and make a donation to her. But we do not have the right to take federal money and give it to just give it away like that. And he said, let's take up a collection. And that stopped the whole thing. The rest of Congress didn't want to take up a collection. They wanted to use it out of the federal coffers. But, see, he was a constitutional congressman. Wouldn't it be great if they were all like that?
Derry, they drew the Constitution up for a reason. And it worked real good until the Federal Reserve took over. You know? And that's where we're at. And if people would get behind Ron Paul and get rid of the Federal Reserve and the IRS and these absolute tyrants that they got running the show up there and put some people in like Ron Paul and Michael Peruka, this country would be on its way to healing.
You know, if and I've said this a jillion times, if the rest of the talk show people, if the Bill O'Reillys and those kind of folks would just talk about the right issues so that American people would believe the truth. See, they say because, well, you say this, but if it was the truth, you know, we would hear it from Mike Wallace.
I get that all the time. All the time. That can't be true. It's not on the thing. They didn't say nothing about that on the news. And it's like, you know, you stand there and, well, here's the documents, here's the proof, but they won't even look at it.
No, we have, and I'm going to plug them again right quick, and I've gotten several calls on this, too. We've had several people write in. When I went to that meeting the other night, I had talked to the fellow with the Soil Service, and this was before, and I said, well, what do you know about the about Agenda 21 and the Biodiversity Treaty? He said, well, I never heard of that. So we printed up. And they're easy to read. You can read it in an hour, real simple. You need to study it, not just read it. But I was going to give them away at that meeting the other night and didn't think it was the time to do it. But we have those. And anybody that would really want to learn how all this is going on, and it's not behind our backs. You can find the information yourself, but we have it here in printed form. Send $3 to Agenda 21, Centertown, Missouri, 65023, and we'll put one in the mail to you. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks a lot, Derry.
You bet, Tim. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How to squeeze a full day of fun at the 2004 Missouri State Fair into just 60 seconds. Sensing the power at the Bengal Tiger Show. Now that's fun. Thrilling to breathtaking aerial and motorcycle stunts. Now that's fun. Getting down with the beat of Fast and Furious Street Drummers. Now that's fun. Singing and dancing to free music throughout the fair. Now that's fun. Squealing with excitement at the pig races. Now that's fun. Feasting on food on a stick with hundreds of your new best friends. Now that's fun. Howling for more at the Extreme Canine Sun Show. Now that's fun. Fun. Marveling at high-energy acrobatic wizardry. Now that's fun! Have this entire day of fun at the Missouri State Fair for just $7 for adult admission. Parking is free, and kids 12 and younger get in free. For more fun, visit mostatefair.com. The summer is made for fun, so don't miss out. Catch all the fun and excitement at the 2004 Missouri State Fair, August 12th through the 22nd in Sedalia. Log on to mostatefair.com and make your plans now. The Missouri State Fair. It's a singing, feasting, whooping it up kind of place. Now that's fun!
Very brave. Field here to tell you about the world's finest air purifier. It's called the Aeronizer. There is no other product on the market today that equals the power and performance of the Aeronizer. What the Aeronizer does is kills viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces in your home. It kills influenza viruses, powerful enough to kill airborne anthrax spores. Mold, mildew, and fungus problems are a thing of the past. Cooking, pet, and smoke odors are gone. It'll remove dust, pollen, dander, and other allergens from the air. It oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. There's nothing else to buy with these air purifiers. No plates to clean or filters to replace. We have units for the home, office, even for industrial and agricultural applications.
To order the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or visit the website www.aranair.us. That's aranair.us.
Friends, neighbors, and fellow Americans, you know as well as I do that our freedoms are under attack in this country. To stand and fight alone is courageous, but not often very effective and can be quite discouraging. But you don't have to stand alone. When you join with others willing to do the right thing, there is strength in numbers, and that is why it's important to join the Paragon Foundation. When you become a member of the Paragon Foundation, you join like-minded, freedom-loving Americans that have decided enough is enough. It's time to get tough and fight back. That's exactly what the Paragon Foundation does, fight back. The Paragon Foundation picks the battles that regain lost ground and protect long-held rights and freedoms. But to win the battle, we need to stand together. And you need a well-funded war chest to equip the troops. And you can help by becoming a Paragon Foundation member today. Call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, don't sell your mule to buy a plow. Jerry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Laurel, hi. What's on your mind, Laurel?
Hi, good morning. I just wondered if you were aware, before Homeland Security came in, the Border Patrol was paid by USDA.
No, I was not.
I wasn't either until my son became a member of it.
He is a Border Patrol agent?
Yes, he is.
And they were paid by the USDA. No,
their checks were cut through the USDA.
I had no idea
up
that.
Up until, what, about a year ago when everything was fully implemented.
And then it went, of course, with Homeland Security.
Right, right.
Well, I don't doubt it. I've gotten to the point that I doubt very little anymore.
True.
Or everything. It depends upon how you look at it. But, no, I did not know that.
Well, I just wanted to make people aware that's where a lot of the budget went to.
Okay, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Now, here's some more budgets that you won't realize while we're on budgeteering today. Between 1999 and 2004, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, now this is not the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. This is a foundation that promotes the Fish and Wildlife Service. This is the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. Got its federal awards increased nearly sixfold. In the last 5 years, the government has increased their gifts or grants or whatever six times. Now, I don't have the figure as to how much money they got. Nature Conservancy's federal grant money doubled between 99 and 2004. Natural Resources Defense Council. See, that sounds like a government agency, but it's not. The Sierra Club, the League of Conservation Voters, all received taxpayer dollars from the Bush administration, yet the National Resource Defense Council, the Sierra Club, and the League for Conservation Voters, taking their federal money that they got through the Bush administration, and they are mounting these anti-Bush Environmental Accountability Fund. Okay? The groups have organized anti-Bush efforts in key battleground states. Now, I don't know who you're for. It doesn't make any difference. But why are our tax dollars going to these organizations to go into any kind of a political realm? The green groups have enlisted the help of Democratic politicians and liberal-minded celebrities. Example, former Interior Secretary Stuart Udall is associated with the Audubon Society. Longtime movie star Robert Redford, a board member on this Natural Resource Defense Council. He criticized the Bush administration for appearing to almost enjoy dismantling the environment. NRCD, that's the National Resource Defense Council, received $2.6 million from the EPA. Alan Mitrick, Director of Communications for the National Resource Defense Council, said he called the $2.6 million minuscule in comparison to his group's overall budget, while admitting that we sue the EPA pretty much all the time. In other words, EPA is giving them $2.6 million so they can sue the EPA. Does this all make sense? Tina Crescher, Communications Director for the United States Department of the Interior, said Interior Secretary Gil Norton encouraged communication, cooperation, and consultation with all groups of the Advancement for Environmental Conservation, but property owners were extremely unhappy about environmental policy and with their perceived lack of influence on federal policy during a recent Interior meeting. In other words, do they really cooperate with these people? Well, you know what the answer is. She conceded that anti-Bush groups were getting federal environmental grants, but it was illegal for those groups to use the money for political purposes. She said they have to show what the money is spent for. There are abuse absolute controls over every grant that goes out. Well, that's probably true. And it's probably true that they don't use that particular grant money. Maybe they use that grant money to pay the light bill. But then they used the bill that was the money that was going to pay the light bill to do the bush bashing. I don't know. It's, you know, there is so much graft and corruption that just constantly goes on. And the American people just allow it to happen and keep putting those ding-a-lings back in office that allow it to happen. Congress could stop all of this. Bush could have stopped it. All he'd have had to have done was vetoed those spending bills, said, no, get this out of there before I sign it. If they got enough people to override, not enough in Congress to override a veto, then he couldn't have done anything. But I don't think they would have found enough to override the veto, because the people back home would have explained to those folks what's going on. But the whole thing is set up to get this nation broke down on its knees, so we will become a third world country so that we can join the global one world government system. Wanda, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Mary. Back to this stuff, this money from USDA. The Farm Bill has developed the National Board on Rural America out of that, and it's to administer and oversee rural regional planning and development through $95 million for community development grants. Now, this is zoning for rural America, and this is going down into your rural areas, into the counties and the cities, and come back in through that county as and the form of community development grants. And these people, especially connected with the tourism associations, are going to be grabbing for that money. And the rest of us are going to pay dearly for it, because zoning of rural America is just exactly like the regulated areas of the larger cities. And the government, the feds have been trying to regulate rural America for a long time, and now they have $95 million through these community development grants, and this will only just be a beginning.
And they don't dare call it rural zoning. They're going to come through with these other, what did you say it was?
Rural regional planning and development.
Yeah, regional planning.
Uh-huh.
You know, just to show you how ridiculous these things are, I saw a story just yesterday that they have an anthrax outbreak in Texas, which is nothing unusual. Anywhere where the buffalo wallowed for years and years ago, there's anthrax spores in the soil. Anthrax spores, I guess, live indefinitely, 100 years anyway. And so, but it's while anthrax is contagious, the spores just stay there in the soil. They don't migrate around very much. So if you have a pasture and your cows have anthrax from getting it from these buffalo spores, if there's a fence between you and your neighbor, the neighbor doesn't really need to worry about it, because it's going to stay in that area. But they tell us the only way to kill those anthrax spores is with a real hot fire. And then they told how to have a hot fire. But the only way to have a hot fire is with diesel fuel or oil of some sort and old tires and that sort of thing. And it said, but that creates too much pollution. So it's better to have the anthrax. You know, I mean, it is so ridiculous. It is just so ridiculous. And I was watching the other night on television where they're looking for this this body of this lady in this landfill. Well, I've never seen a landfill. I don't know what landfills look like. But that, to me, is so ridiculous, because 90% of that stuff in there would burn. You could get rid of it. But no, we're going to clutter the earth with it from now on. Anyhow, Wanda left. She gone? Okay, Wanda, thanks for the call. Here's a couple of little girls that wanted to make some money. One of them's 10, the other one is 12 years old. And they put up a lemonade stand. This is the second or third year they've done this. Last year, they netted more than $100. And what they're trying to do is they want to buy a laptop computer before they start the seventh grade this fall. Last summer, as I said, they made a little over $100. Well, this summer, they have a neighbor who doesn't like, and this is happening, by the way, in St. Louis, Missouri, right off Forest Park. They have a neighbor that doesn't like those little girls to be on part of her property. They said they set the lemonade stand up where it is, literally on part of her property, and she didn't like it there. She threatened to run them off with a water hose, but they didn't run. So she called the city health department. And when we come back, we'll tell you how all this transpired. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Now, here's what the situation was. These two kids, one, they're girls, 10 and 12 years of age, had this little, lemonade stand. And O.V. Carruthers complained about the stand, and she complained to the city's Citizens Service Bureau. So out comes the officers. They said their stand had been on the grass between the rear of this person's property and the parkway. They said Carruthers had threatened to spray them with a garden hose if they didn't leave. They didn't. Mim's mother called a local television station and their Catholic pastor, who complained to Mayor Francis Slay. Wednesday morning, the girls set up their stand and taped a paper sign to it that said, "Welcome, Health Department." Melba Moore, the city's health commissioner, stopped by and apologized. She said temporary food and beverage vendors are supposed to obtain permits, but exceptions are made for kids with lemonade stands. She says, "All we're talking about here is lemonade. It should not have happened, and I apologize." Anyway, what they said was that they didn't have a license, and they didn't have the proper kind of ice cubes, that the ice cubes were unhealthy. But anyhow, they came back and apologized. But Wednesday afternoon, the girls had $112 in their money box and said customers were flocking in from as far as Wentzville and parts of Illinois, which would be about 40 miles either direction, probably. Now, it doesn't always work out quite that nice. Mike Wallace, and I don't know if you've been keeping up with this or not. Mike Wallace, of 60 Minutes, is now 86 years old. And he stopped by a restaurant to pick up order to go, and apparently he has a limousine and a driver, and apparently the limousine driver double parked. So what happened was, he said, "Why are you?" When he came out, he said, "Why are you bothering my driver?" And they said that he lunged at one of the inspectors, etc. But anyhow, they handcuffed him and led him away.
A spokesman for the city's Taxi and Limousine Commission said that Wallace was handcuffed, taken to a police station, and arrested on a disorderly conduct charge following a verbal exchange with the two inspectors. Wallace says they were a trifle arrogant. Wallace Cho told the TV station the dispute began about 8:30 in the evening as Wallace was leaving Luke's restaurant on Manhattan Upper East Side where he had picked up the takeout order. Wallace saw the two taxi and limousine commission inspectors talking to his driver, who said he was double parked. I said, "What are you doing to my driver?" The inspector said, "Get back in the car, get back in the car." And all of a sudden, they had my arms behind me and were cuffing me. The TLC, that stands for Tender Loving Care most of the time, but in this case, it stands for the Taxi and Limousine Commission, was interfering with their ability to, said Wallace was interfering with their ability to perform their duties. Anyway, he said they said that he lunged at one of the inspectors. Wallace said, "I find it difficult to lunge into bed." Anyhow, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi, you're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry, how are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. It put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Bush economics, Kerry economics, what's the difference really? Well, here's the key issue. Today we're in the early stages of a historic flight out of paper and into tangible assets. It began in 2000, based on our massive debt and deficits, and now economists aren't sure that any politician can stop it without lowering our standard of living. But Swiss America and I agree on this. The time has come to raise the standard of living by owning debt-free and inflation-proof assets like gold coins. Find out how easy it is to move onto a personal gold standard, no matter who's elected in November. Just call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN, and ask for the annual report, A Tribute to Reaganomics, A Return to the Gold Standard. It's free. Just call 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUYCOIN.
And we have returned back to this Mike Wallace story. Apparently, he's going to go to court. Wallace is due in court in October, but he has some pretty good witnesses here. He says, "I'm an 86-year-old man. For whatever reason, this guy and his buddy were intent upon telling me that I was interfering with the execution of the law." Luigi Matilio, the manager of the restaurant, said the inspectors manhandled Wallace during the dispute. Another witness said that Wallace was swung, and I have difficulty with their names. Ernesto is his first name. Swung him by his shirt against his own car and handled him quite vigorously. Fernando Matoa, president of the New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers, said the incident provides a small glimpse of what the cab drivers have to deal with every day. If Mike Wallace was Hispanic or black, he'd spent the night in jail. He said these inspectors have been out of control for a long time. Now, the other day I talked about how it is possible to sue individuals who are working with agencies when they step out of bounds. Now, they must step out of bounds. But I would say in a case like this, manhandling an 86-year-old fella would be stepping out of bounds, especially when he's got several witnesses there that said they manhandled him. They mistreated him, in other words. When I mentioned this the other day, I've had several people say, do you have the list of those Supreme Court cases? Yes, we do have, or I'm getting them. There are seven Supreme Court cases which gives an individual the right to sue an agency person when that agency person is in the wrong. Now, this might, I don't know whether Mike Wallace is into our rights being taken away from us or not, but here would be an excellent opportunity, because you know Mike would have the backing behind him that he could sue these guys and literally take everything that they have. And we've been talking about this. I've talked to several individuals. I'm going to have a guest on the show in the very near future and talk about how you, as a landowner or someone who has had their rights infringed upon, whether it be property rights or your own personal rights, what needs to be done here, kind of like Wayne Hage did the Forest Service and the BLM. What needs to be done here is when some of these people step completely out of line, we need to say, okay, here's a guy that's in the wrong. Let's make an example out of him, just like the federal government does us. In other words, if somebody doesn't pay their income taxes properly, then here comes the feds and they close down. And I shouldn't have said properly. Let's say they don't pay their income taxes the way that the IRS thinks they should. Here comes the Fed and eliminates their whole business. I'm thinking mainly of the Indianapolis Baptist Temple. Just put the people out of business, take the temple, and give it to some atheist. We need to do exactly the same thing in reverse. And it's going on a daily basis, so it would not be hard to do. And like Henry Lamb says, all it takes is $1 million in 10 years and you can get it done. But nobody wants to go to the trouble. They'll say, Mike Wallace, he'll probably beat this, or they'll just drop the charges on him. When they see that he's got these good witnesses, they'll just drop it, and he'll drop it. But he shouldn't. He should come right back and say, okay, you admit you're wrong, and now I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to put you out of business as an individual. Not because I'm not going to sue the city that you work for. I'm going to sue you as an individual, and I'm going to get your house and your wife and your kids and your car and your bank account. But, you know, nobody really wants to go to all the trouble to do that, so these things just ride. Anyway, we'll have more on this one of these days. And now, it's Friday the 13th, and time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.